This is KWMR at 90.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, 92.3 in the San Geronimo Valley. Many thanks to Carrie Livingston for bringing us Turning Pages for Children of All Ages, week in and week out. And Carrie's still producing that show from home and doing an excellent job at it, I must say. Always enjoy that. Coming up next, we've got Epicenter. I'll be speaking with some folks down in Bolinas about a new program called the Bolinas Language Exchange. But first, let me let you know that KWMR is supported by Willow Creek Wealth Management, serving the North Bay since 1984, offering independent, fee-only wealth consultation. Information available at willowcreekwealth.com. And programming support for KWMR is also provided by Marin Agricultural Land Trust, a member-supported nonprofit organization working to preserve Marin County farmland, on the web at malt.org. That's MALT.org. And now it's time for today's episode of Epicenter. I'm your host, Jeff Manson, and today our guests are Jose Leiva and Leanne Criz from the Bolinas Language Exchange, a newly formed organization in Bolinas, which holds space for English and Spanish speakers here in the West Marin community to get together and improve their respective language skills. Leanne and Jose, thank you so much for taking some time to come on the KWMR airwaves today.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
So we talked about wanting to present some of this information in both English and Spanish in the spirit of the cultural exchange intention that you all are bringing to this group. So I thought we could start. Jose, do you want to give a brief introduction to what this organization is in Spanish for our Spanish-speaking listeners out there?
Sí. Esta organización es un esfuerzo para unir a las comunidades, ya que como latinos, pues no hablamos inglés. Generalmente cuando llegamos aquí es difícil hablar inglés. Y bueno, esto para mí yo creo que ha sido muy importante que hablemos inglés. Abre muchas puertas, podemos entender que las comunidades tanto blancas como latinas, son muy similares, tenemos los mismos gustos, tenemos muchas cosas en común, pero simplemente no tenemos esta comunicación que es muy importante. Y bueno, este programa viene a apoyar con actividades de salir a caminar, de tener como una cita con una persona que no habla español, y que una persona que habla inglés, y poder hacer pues un intercambio cultural, pues sentarse a platicar, hacer una amistad, algo diferente.
Pues eso me parece buenísimo y estoy de acuerdo de que lo cual es muy importante y es la cosa que impide estas relaciones. So, Leanne, would you like to, now in English for our English-speaking audience out there, give us a little sense about what your mission is and what you're hoping to achieve with this program?
Yeah, awesome. And it's very funny because I also don't speak any Spanish, so.
Well, it's perfect. So you guys are like the perfect pair to get started with this.
I have no idea what you guys just said, so. But that's sort of how I got involved, actually. But anyways, I am learning. I'll talk a little bit about the mission. And so essentially, we just want to create a language exchange between Spanish-speaking and English-speaking folks in Bolinas. And so we specifically want to do this through a variety of cultural exchanges. We're still developing what that's going to look like, because it's very much based on sort of what the needs of our community are. And so we're in the process of figuring out what that is. But right now, our main sort of program, you could say, is the language exchange core, which would just be setting people up who want to develop their conversational Spanish language with who are English speakers with Spanish speaking people who are trying to develop their English conversational language. So essentially pairing, like interviewing these people, pairing them up, and then sort of creating a space for them to have dialogue together and work on their language skills. I think, you know, we don't want to limit it to just this, and we definitely want to have some other events and things to bring people together, but that is the gist of it, yeah.
Well said. So there's benefit on both sides, both speakers of Spanish wanting to improve their English speaking and speakers of English who want to improve their ability to speak Spanish. Sounds like a great service. This is associated loosely with the Bolinas Book Exchange. Is that right?
Yes, yes. It is all being hosted by the Bolinas Book Exchange. So that was, that's an initiative that is coming through them. They have the experience of knowing how to create exchange. So we're trying to use that.
Well, I'd love to get some contact information out right here at the beginning. So if folks are listening and they're interested, I'll work on my Spanish, see if I can ask the question in Spanish. Si hay alguien que quien está interesado en participar en esto, ¿cómo se pueden comunicarse con ustedes?
You can contact us. Pueden contactarnos a Bolinas Language Exchange /
at
gmail.com. My phone number, mi número de teléfono es el 415-342-9466. 415-342-9466.
That's great.
Do you need your phone number again?
In Spanish?
Or just one more time.
Okay. 415-342-9466.
It's a really valuable and worthwhile program that's happening. And I was curious, how did you guys come up with this idea and see the need for it? Could you describe how that started?
Yeah, I'll let you talk about that a little bit.
En español, como quiere.
Okay. Or English. Yeah.
Or English.
Pues, esta idea llegó porque muchas de las personas con las que yo he convivido, bueno, primeramente para mí fue difícil aprender inglés, pero también conviviendo con la comunidad, muchas personas quieren aprender inglés, pero hay como timidez, hay... siempre hay como, se van a reír de mí, o hay algo ahí que no deja. Y pues este proyecto nace por esa necesidad de la comunidad para aprender otro idioma, ¿no? Inglés. Y bueno, estamos aquí, queremos hacerlo de la mejor manera. Estamos muy contentos de apoyar a las personas que quieran participar y sí, es una bonita experiencia aprender. Es algo hermoso que les recomiendo que asistan.
I think that's really well said. Friends out there, if you're just tuning in, this is the Epicenter program here on KWMR. And our guests today are Jose and Leanne, both down in Bolinas, who have started a new program there called the Bolinas Language Exchange. And just to translate a little bit, we're trying something special in Epicenter. We're doing a bilingual Epicenter episode in the spirit of language exchange and in the experience of people learning languages that are not their own. And to translate a little bit of what Jose said, you know, there is sometimes a hesitancy to try to learn another language because, you know, it's a vulnerable thing. One could be made fun of if you're not speaking already. And at the same time, learning something new is a really beautiful thing as well. I think I got that right, somewhat, at least that part. Leanne, I'm curious, what kinds of techniques are you guys thinking about employing for people to help each other learn? Or is it going to be something that evolves sort of organically as these gatherings start to happen?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. So we are going to provide people with some materials just based on what they need after we speak with them. So that might be some worksheets for people to work through together or some flashcards or even perhaps just a storybook. There are going to be people who don't want that either. They're going to feel comfortable just diving in and organically having a conversation together with this person they've been matched with. So I think it's very much a person-to-person basis where we will sort of figure out what the needs are and then do our best to facilitate that.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course, this idea was one, I assume, born during this strange year of COVID-19 and pandemic and separation, from which, thankfully, seemingly, we are emerging. Do you envision that these meetings will be happening in real life, so to speak, face-to-face with people, or will it be virtual or some kind of combination of both?
So, yeah, so I think that, again, that's going to be on a case-by-case basis, especially as we are having people meet up for language exchange. We are envisioning that now it is, you know, it's pretty safe to maybe meet outside, and it's going to depend on the two people, what they're comfortable with. So, of course, you know, can be masked or unmasked if they're comfortable outside doing that or, mm-hmm. you know, based on their vaccination status. And I think that ultimately, as we do see things open up, we're really excited to start thinking about some larger group events again outside and in a really safe way, but starting to think about how we can bring people together in physical space, which is super exciting.
That's great. Yeah. So many things we look forward to. Well, in the nature of keeping this bilingual, I'll pass it over to Jose here. Do you anticipate these meetings to happen in person? I guess can we talk about that in Spanish?
Sí. El primer, yo creo que lo mejor siempre sería hacerlo en persona, sobre todo porque hay más confianza, hay un acercamiento más real. Y también la intención es crear comunidad, es crear lazos, crear conexión entre las personas. Y la distancia o la tecnología es un poquito más frío. Y uh-huh. bueno, claro se trata sí. de ponerse de acuerdo, de decir, oh, yo tengo este día libre, vamos a caminar, vamos a comer, vamos a hacer esto juntos.
Tal vez tocar música. Merece mencionar que tú eres un músico. Habrán muchas cosas distintas que la gente se pueden hacer para conectarse y aprender uno a otro. Well, again, I want to give out the contact information if anyone's interested in getting involved in this exchange. And it is called the Bolinas Language Exchange, but of course, someone from some other part of West Marin, I'm sure, would be welcome to join, any of our KWMR listeners out there, and they can drop a line by email at bolinaslanguageexchange@gmail.com. Well, really appreciate you guys taking some time to come and share this exciting idea with our listeners. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap things up?
Sí, queremos que, bueno, anímense, no se pierdan esta oportunidad para aprender, pueden compartir quiénes son ustedes mismos, su cultura, sus tradiciones, qué les gusta hacer. con otra persona de la comunidad y aprender un nuevo idioma, que eso es muy bonito siempre, estar aprendiendo.
That's great.
Awesome.
Well,
thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. I look forward to working on my Spanish with some of my Spanish speaking friends here down in Bolinas, and I'll keep our listeners posted about it. Again, BolinasLanguageExchange@gmail.com. Drop them a line if you'd like to jump on board with this fun project.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff.
And this is the Epicenter program here on KWMR Community Radio. And now let's get to some other Marin County news. While Marin County can be proud of its progress getting residents vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus, it recognizes another crisis brewing. There is still a strong local emergency response effort to help those who remain at the highest risk of contracting the coronavirus, including those experiencing homelessness. The Marin County Department of Health and Human Services continues to take advantage of a statewide program that targets assistance to the most vulnerable and reduces community spread of COVID-19. The program is called Project Room Key. Project Room Key is a state of California-driven initiative to provide COVID-vulnerable individuals experiencing homelessness with a safe place to temporarily reside and reduce risk of virus exposure. Locally, the program provides funding for 40 rooms at a Marin motel, plus case management support and connections to healthcare coordination. HHS said the program recently reached full capacity of 40 individuals and will remain in place until the funding ends September 30th. Carrie Sager, Marin HHS's Whole Person Care Senior Homelessness Program Coordinator, said Room Key participants receive housing support services through the Federal Emergency Solutions Grant Coronavirus Funding. The support will help participants develop housing plans and can provide short to medium term rental assistance and case management after they leave Room Key. This has been a big part of our COVID-19 response, Sager said, connecting folks to shelter. Case management and healthcare can lead to other positive opportunities. The goal is to give them choices other than returning to the streets. And in honor of Marin County's older adults and in observance of National Older Americans Month, the Marin County Commission on Aging will present a free webinar addressing the power of connection in supporting older adults' health and well-being. It's called Is There a Doctor in the House? Telehealth and Bridging the Digital Divide, and it will be held on Thursday, May 27th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. via Zoom. We'll be hearing from various leaders in health discussing the emerging role of telehealth and what it'll look like in the future. In keeping with the Older Americans Month theme of communities of strength, this health forum will address two intersecting topics of major importance to older adults that have been magnified during the pandemic. While telehealth is helping more adults get care, the digital divide is preventing many vulnerable older adults from accessing such care. This timely health forum is a must for older adults, their family members, and caregivers to help understand how to navigate changing healthcare landscapes for older adults. Again, that is coming up on Thursday, May 27th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and you can get more information by visiting marincounty.org and searching for Marin County Commission on Aging. And when does wildfire season start? Well, amid dry conditions, our county supervisors have approved an updated protection plan, and wildfire safety is front and center again. If you've been in Marin County for a while, you know that there really is no start or finish to wildfire season. It's constant, and that's the reality of living in Marin with its relatively dry Mediterranean climate, particularly during a drought of growing concern. The Marin County Fire Department is collaborating with the new joint powers of the Marin Wildfire Prevention Authority to raise awareness about wildfire preparedness, and that work will need to proceed whether there is a public health emergency or not. At its May 4th meeting, the Marin County Board of Supervisors recognized the first week of May as Wildfire Awareness Week and adopted an updated Community Wildfire Protection Plan. The board has been steadfast in its prioritization of wildfire prevention and other emergency preparedness measures, aligning with a recent resident survey. The CWPP includes actions to reduce the ignitability of homes and other structures within Marin's wildland-urban interface. And an estimated 69,000 homes are built within Marin's WUI, or wildland-urban interface, in which homes are at greater risk of wildfire because of surrounding vegetation and proximity to wildlands. The CWPP update was funded through a grant from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, known as CAL FIRE. In another key step in wildfire prevention, the MWPA was formed in 2020 as a joint powers authority after receiving 70.8% support from local voters, and it's also supported by 17 local municipal governments, fire districts, and utility districts. Backed by a $10.8 million work plan, the authority went to work developing and implementing a comprehensive wildfire prevention and emergency preparedness plan for most of Marin that includes facets of vegetation management, wildfire detection, and evacuation program improvements, defensible space evaluations, and public education. Marin County Fire has joined the MWPA, as well as the nonprofit Fire Safe Marin, the Marin County Fire Chiefs Association, and CAL FIRE in urging residents to take on the responsibility to be prepared, especially as wildfires increase in number and severity as the impacts of climate change accelerate. Fire Chief Jason Weber says the drought only adds to urgency, and that he notes that this is also a much warmer drought than what we experienced in the 1970s, and fuel conditions are reflective of that. These drier periods probably are going to be more prevalent, and the frequency of fires will continue to increase. Having 17 agencies working in concert on preparedness is more efficient and effective, and this approach is more strategic. The MWPA is led by Executive Officer Mark Brown, former Deputy Chief of Marin County Fire. And in its first year, the Wildfire Authority has systematically implemented its work plan through targeted vegetation management, widespread ignition reduction efforts, providing grants for home hardening, and investing in evacuation planning tools. The MWPA also has critical fuel reduction projects, as well as an ongoing public education campaign through its partnership with FireSafe Marin. Part of the work includes the Chipper program, which provides curbside service for all communities within each of the 17 JPA agencies. FireSafe Marin also hosts monthly webinars, facilitates community workshops, provides bilingual training, and creates newsletter and educational materials. Brown says all of our member agencies at MWPA recognize that the question isn't whether a significant wildfire will impact Marin, but it's a matter of when. Over the past year, we have been working to prepare ourselves for this looming threat by taking meaningful steps to prevent and defend against wildfire. Through the close coordination of our JPA members, we have created a strong foundation for the MWPA to fulfill its mission. Local fire agencies highly recommend the installation of fire-resistant roofing, siding, vents, and dual-pane windows as a wildfire mitigation method. Responsible vegetation management and keeping driveways and roads clear of overgrown shrubs helps ensure access by first responders during a wildfire. Residents are also urged to register their contact information with Alert Marin, the notification system overseen by Marin County Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services. More information about fire safety can be found on the FireSafe Marin website, the Marin County Fire website, the MWPA website, and CAL FIRE's Ready for Wildfire website. Learn about how to prepare an emergency kit at the Ready Marin website. Well, that's it for Rep Center today. Thanks for tuning in, and do stay tuned to KWMR for some more good programming coming up. Epicenter is a series dedicated to community and public affairs in West Marin. If you have ideas for topics, email programming at kwmr.org. KWMR is rebroadcast at 5 p.m. every Monday through Thursday, and you can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org.
I love you. Don't forget how much I care.